From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Former Secretary of State John Kerry believes that Democrats can be competitive again in places like Missouri. Jason Rosenbaum has more on what the 2004 Democratic presidential nominee has to say about his party's prospects in the Show Me State.
Kerry lost Missouri by about 7 points in his unsuccessful presidential bid, a slimmer margin than President Donald Trump's roughly 19-point victory in 2016. Kerry says the Democratic nominee for president in 2020 should campaign in Missouri on more than just a token basis.
I think you have to kind of be there to campaign and show people that you don't have horns, that your positions are very much in sync with their dreams and their hopes, and that you're going to stand up and fight for American values and for the nation and restore our position in the world as a leader.
The former Secretary of State and U.S. Senator will speak next Tuesday at Powell Hall as part of the Maryville University St. Louis Speaker Series. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A company hired to manage part of Missouri's medical marijuana program says state officials are sending mixed messages that affect how they make money from the deal. It is now asking a judge to resolve the issue. Metric, based in Lakeland, Florida, won a five-year, $5 million contract with Missouri this year. It manages marijuana programs in 11 other states. It won against 20 other companies for the job of overseeing the licensing of companies and the tracking of cannabis cultivation and sale in the state. According to the Columbia Missourian, Metric plans to charge separate fees to growers and dispensaries, which may have allowed them to submit a lower bid for the licensing and tracking contract. The state agency that oversees most contracting in Missouri issued a ruling in May saying the contract would not allow Metric to charge those fees. However, a separate rule issued by the Department of Health and Senior Services says such fees are allowed. Metric wants a Cole County judge to allow the fees. Missourians are seeing a new kind of phone scam, people pretending to be family members to receive money. Hundreds of people in Missouri and across the U.S. have recently received phone calls asking for bail money, according to the Missouri Attorney General's office. Callers often target elderly and vulnerable citizens by claiming to be the recipient's grandchild. This method has become known as grandparent scams. According to the Columbia Missourian, the caller ID sometimes says U.S. government or U.S. district court, and the caller claims to be in jail. The Attorney General's office says anyone who receives a request like this should confirm the caller's identity before sending money. Missouri River water levels are rising again after recent heavy rain, although none of the flooding is expected to be severe. The National Weather Service is predicting moderate flooding in St. Joseph, Missouri, where the river is expected to crest at a level that will flood a park. It also predicts minor flooding in other Missouri towns, including Napoleon, Waverly, and Boonville. Meanwhile, about 40 Missouri roads are closed due to flooding. Most are in the northwest area of the state, where flooding earlier this year battered levees. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.